we should start this segment with a road update from the Safety Service Director of Amherst, and that would be Mark Costolo. Mark, how are the roads?
Roads are nice and clear today.
There you go.
No high traffic volumes, no accidents to report.
Very good. Well, this portion of the WEOL Spotlight on Amherst is brought to you by Dovin and Reber Jones Funeral and Cremation Center on Cooper Foster Park Road in Amherst. And we are talking to who will be the mayor-elect. Is that still the term? We know we talked yesterday with Mayor Taylor about it, and of course he has until the end of this month, and then you take over as the mayor of Amherst, right?
Yes, on January 1st.
So what preparation have you been doing, or are you just going to January 1st? I'll figure out how.
January 1st, we'll open the doors. It'll be business as usual in Amherst. I've been working with the mayor over the last 4 years. I'm real fortunate the administrative assistant, Jamie's going to stay with us, so that's not going to change. We'll walk right in, continue doing things like we've been doing.
So obviously you've been there in the city government for a while. You said you started as a city council. Is that
12 years ago? I didn't like some of the things that was going on within Amherst and decided to run for city council and was elected at 2 terms, and then became planning commission chairman and safety service director 4 years ago. So I like the direction Amherst is heading and just want to continue that.
And with a lot of those different sort of areas that you kind of took control over, it makes you good for a mayor, having seen what different parts have to do with safety and service, as well as the planning commission, how the city is moving along.
It's nice to have worn all those different hats. It's being with city council, you learn how city council works. So when I got those agenda requests from the mayor, I knew how to vote on them. Now as mayor, I know what to present. So that it's kind of just switching the role playing a little bit there.
But you're also a business owner, right?
I am. I own the Amherst Cinema for 16 years, my family and I.
Tell me a little bit about that that cinema. Why is it so important to you? Why is it something that you want to keep going in these days when there's many different types of entertainment that people can take part in?
It's real important to us to keep the prices low so many different families can come and enjoy a first-run movie. We've learned our markets, the kids' films, the family films, so that when a family comes in, they can afford to bring all the kids and the neighbor kids and have popcorn and buy their snacks there. And it's really important to a downtown area to have a business like that, because 3 or 4 movies worth of people will come to the downtown during the day. Then either before or after, they'll visit a restaurant, they'll go to Ben Franklin's, they bring their electronic equipment to get repaired. You know, the movie theater gets people down here, then they get to enjoy the rest of the downtown during the rest of their visit here. Downtown Amherst isn't a place you just pass through. You have to want to come here for a reason. We're not on a real big thoroughfare, so it's nice to have a business like that to bring them here.
Now, you just had the Peanuts movie. You're doing The Good Dinosaur right now, right?
Yes, correct.
You had the Peanuts movie. How was that?
I'll be honest, I'm kind of like the shoe cobbler. My kids, you know, if I was a shoe cobbler, wouldn't have shoes. I don't go see the movies. I start the thing. I do the mechanics behind the scenes. I do the repairs. I book the movies. I start the film and I disappear for a couple hours and I come back. I got to admit, I've liked to have seen the Peanuts movie, but I didn't see that one.
Okay.
But my daughter's a very good register of that, because she went back and seen it about 3 times.
Okay.
So I would assume it was pretty good.
So you leave.
I do.
Is the movie going to play effortlessly?
I've got a great staff.
Oh, okay.
I've got a manager.
I just want to make somebody sure somebody's there.
I've got a great staff. The kids that I'm able to get from at the Amherst Schools, is just a terrific place to get kids to come and work. Firelands, I've got some kids from Firelands, but the manager I have has been with me 7 years. He's able to run the place. I'm probably not needed. I like to think I am, but I imagine they could really run the show without me if it really came to that.
Well, yeah. And with the technology that you're using, are you keeping up to date on the technology and the movies and how to deliver?
We are. We've got everything that everybody else has. 2 years ago, we went completely digital with the screen. You know, the picture became digital. We'd been digital sound for about 10 years. So we're just like any other theater, except we've only got one screen, and we're $4.
What is the history of the cinema that's there?
There's been a movie theater way back, even the vaudeville days. It was just down the street, across from the movie theater, on the same street on Church Street.
Okay.
1960, the Maddies had owned it across the street, but they built the one that I'm in now. And then there was 2 owners between the Maddies and myself, and I've had it 16 years. So there's been a movie theater here since the late 1800s.
Wow. your kids feel a little bit special having a movie theater.
It's a lot of
family.
Fun. They had a lot of friends when they were going through school. They're both graduated now. Luke's in college. Audrey works at the Mercy Hospital.
Uh-huh.
But they were pretty popular. All the friends wanted to come and see all the new movies.
Well now they have some a mayor. Their
now they want to come and see City Hall.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the plans that you have. You mentioned how sort of things are going to be kind of moving forward as they were, but everybody has their own vision or idea.
I do. I'm my own person. I was mentored by Mayor Taylor, and we've worked together very well over the last 4 years. We've started a lot of projects that most of them will be finished by the end of the year, but there's a couple that we'll continue to work on. Some of the stormwater issues, we've made a lot of headway over the last 4 years. We had the big interceptor project that I think has improved the stormwater movement quite a bit. Those kind of things, I think we're just going to continue to make a little bit of progress on. I'd like to see a little bit of improvement on our technology, maybe get our buildings interconnected a little bit better. It's time, you know, fiber optics is here, so I think we're going to try to dig into that a little bit. That's probably one of my first projects that I'll start on my own.
Are you an Amherst lifer?
I am not. Real close. I was raised in Firelands out at Florence Township, but it's kind of funny. Amherst was the place we came when we were good, when I was a kid. If you were good for the entire week, you would get to make a trip to Amherst and go to Old Armour or maybe the movie theater if you were really good. But Amherst was the big city when I lived out on the farm.
So now the voters...
But 25 years I've been in Amherst. When we got married, we moved here.
So now the voters have said, you're pretty good, and now they elected you mayor. Now here you are.
That's a fact.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a lot of things that we've enjoyed when we've come out here, sort of spotlighting the community. What is it about that you really like about Amherst, and things that you like to share with people? And now, as being a mayor, you probably have to be sort of an advocate outside of the community.
Even though when I lived on a farm, I thought Amherst was a big city, we really are a nice, small, really connected, quaint community. I want to keep that family community feel. I don't want to get so big that when we're getting off the interstate, you got to wait through three stoplights. You know, I like being able to get where you want to go, and the downtown has almost anything you need. We've got a nice business district on Route 58 in Cooper Foster. You know, you don't have to travel very far to for your necessities. But I want to keep that small town feel. I want everybody to continue to know their neighbors. It's a nice place to raise your family.
And beyond that, as we talked yesterday, parts of the city are a little bit different. You've got this historic downtown district. You've got more commercial up on 58. And, of course, some new residential as well. So it's a little bit of...
You got a nice mix.
Yeah.
Real nice mix. Things.
We appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing a bit of your time with us. I know once we find out who the new mayors are, we usually have them on at different times, especially when it comes to things that are going on in the community. Anything special planned at the theater related to the holidays or anything coming up?
Well, tomorrow Friday is our Miracle on Main Street. We have the parade and the lighting of the Christmas tree and Santa Claus, and it's a really nice event. That's another one of those family-friendly events that brings people to downtown Amherst. Main Street, across the street, Teresa does a great job with planning those events. And we always look forward. My daughter's a big Santa, even though she's graduated, she's still a big Santa Claus fan. So she's always ready to come down and hopefully get a sighting of the guy in red.
Yeah, well, we're always a big fan of Santa Claus, that's for sure. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Our guest this morning, we've been talking today with the mayor-elect Mark Costello, who's joining us to share a little bit of what's so special about Amherst.